This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. As you just heard, it's pretty hard to fly a civilian drone in the U.S. right now. The regulations are still being worked out. But with all the money pouring into the industry, a few enterprising schools are offering students a chance to make this a career. Yeah, you can major in drones. Ben Trapnell teaches at the Center for Unmanned Aircraft Systems at the University of North Dakota. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate being here.
I'm curious what your graduates go on to do. What kind of jobs do they get? How much money do they make?
Well, it all depends. There's not a great deal of civil use in the United States outside of law enforcement and first responders. So a lot of the students are working with civil contractors that are providing services for the military. And with regard to pay, some of the word that's gotten back to us at the university is the students are starting anywhere from about $60,000 to $70,000 a year.
Not bad coming out of school.
No, not bad at all.
I wonder, when you look at some of the work that your graduates are doing, does any of it give you moral pause? Do you think I am training people to be high-tech mercenaries?
Okay, first of all, let me say that none of the students that we have graduated are going to work with unmanned aircraft systems that are armed. Not a single one of them has flown an armed unmanned aircraft. So in regard to there being mercenaries, that's about as far away from the truth as I can imagine.
But they are working with military contractors, some of them.
They're working with military contractors that are providing intelligence that is used to help people that are actually on the ground to execute their missions. They are not in any way, shape, or form acting in a way that is being used to target a missile or something like that.
The speech the president gave today, does that affect your future? Will that affect your graduates?
Not that I'm aware of. There's a lot going on politically in Washington, and I can't do anything about that. What I can do is try to provide operators for unmanned aircraft systems that are aware of the regulations that exist for manned aviation. I absolutely believe that unmanned aircraft systems will have more money invested in them from a civil context than they ever did from a military context.
I'm also curious about one thing. You don't like the D word. You don't like the
word
drone.
I think the term drone creates a lot of hate and discontent in certain people's minds. They get afraid of it.
How many years until you or I is driving down the street and there is a drone, an unmanned aircraft overhead, and it's not weird?
To me, it shouldn't be weird. But if it's done in the right way, I would say that in the next 5 to 10 years, it'll become an everyday kind of thing. I absolutely believe that when you start seeing unmanned aircraft acting more as a guardian angel than a weird spy tool, then it's going to be an everyday kind of thing that nobody's going to think twice about.
Ben Trapnell teaches at the Center for Unmanned Aircraft Systems at the University of North Dakota. Ben, thank you very much for joining us.
You're more than welcome. Thank you.